This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The State Board of Education Wednesday rejected adopting the conservative American Birthright Social Studies standards for Colorado. The board voted 4-3 along party lines, with Democrats opposing. The American Birthright standards emphasize Western civilization, patriotism, and Christianity. The standards would have replaced much of the work of a commission that is developing revisions to Colorado's social studies standards. A new state report is uncertain about how the pandemic will play out for the rest of this year. CPR health reporter John Daly reports.
A state health department and CU School of Public Health report shows hospital demand may depend on two things: if a more severe variant dominates and the uptake of the new Omicron vaccine. Models show COVID-19 hospital demand should remain low the next 3 months unless a severe variant takes hold. But public health officials urge Coloradans get the Omicron-targeted vaccine booster as soon as they're eligible. So far, many haven't. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Three finalists to become the next Loveland police chief are holding a meet-and-greet with residents this evening. The finalists include a division chief with the Lakewood Police Department, an assistant police chief in Fort Collins, and a deputy chief from Goodyear, Arizona. The department's previous head, Bob Tyser, announced his resignation in February. His tenure ended amid public outcry over the arrest of 73-year-old dementia patient Karen Garner, who suffered life-threatening injuries. Tyser had served as chief since 2016. Right now in Loveland, it's 67 degrees and fair. This is CPR News and KRCC.